This is Keith Rutger, and you're on with the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. It is Thursday, so once again, we are joined by J.D. Ragland from Randall County Extension, and we are additionally joined by Bryce Hudson over here at KGNC. How are the both of y'all doing today?
I'm doing good, J.D. How are you doing?
Yes, sir. Doing great. Certainly a pleasure for me to visit with you guys here this morning, and once again, hopefully share some valuable information to our listeners out there straight from our very own Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service in Randall County.
Absolutely right, JD. So great news. I know we bring it up every week, but we had some weather this weekend, whether you consider it great because we got moisture, whether you consider it bad because of the various size hails that were all throughout the panhandle. It was needed moisture, but at a cost of a good other things being destroyed.
Yeah, that's right, Keith. We were very fortunate here in Kenyon, where I'm at, my office is at. We really, unfortunately, didn't receive any moisture signification at all, but we did receive some high winds, and unlike our good friends over west of us, over in Deaf Smith County, over around the Hereford area, they got some really devastating storms along with a lot of hail, did a lot of damage over that way. And, you know, as far as our crops and what our crop situation, how it responded to it, you know, fortunately, we didn't have a lot of crops in the ground at this point in time because many of our producers were waiting on good rainfall before planting. There might have been a little bit of corn just beginning to emerge from, you know, a week or 10 days ago of planting. So we felt like we got by without a lot of new crop damage. Now, some of our wheat that was up and, you know, getting to the stage of heading out, we call it our boot stage, did receive some damage, and obviously that hail can be devastating with the grain that is in with the wheat crop. And so I'm not real sure at this point in time exactly how much damage from a percentage wise basis, but I do know we did have some crop beat up, as well as just the high winds can help hurt the wheat crop as it creates what we call lodging, which is basically just the laying over of the plants, and that can cause an issue as well. But hopefully this week, many of our producers are getting their corn in the ground from planting, and just right around the corner, even some cotton beginning to be planted as well, particularly on the irrigated side of things. Our dry land producers out there, once again, are just in a holding pattern at this point in time, waiting on a good, significant rainfall before they begin cotton planting, particularly on the dry land side.
Well, and it is a shame that we are in that holding pattern for a lot of our dry land, just because we have not gotten any significant rain of any measurable quantity that is useful, and that's just putting everybody on hold.
Yeah, that's right, Keith. And, you know, this is the season and time of the year that we begin to receive a lot of scattered thunderstorms, and that varies with what those storms come with, you know, it can give us some hail and hail damage, and then just a mile down the road, they didn't even get a sprinkle or any hail, and that's what we call spotted or scattered storms, and this is the season for that. But you're right, what we would like to see is just a good overall slow general rainfall of about at least 2 inches or more to get us some good penetration of moisture into our soil at this time.
Well, and we can always hope that we can get a nice general rain around here. So we have had several good discussions over the past couple of weeks, and I think this week we wanted to talk additionally kind of a further step into our own personal lawns, our own personal gardens, that type of thing. Just general lawn care practices. First, we talked about, you know, the seeding and fertilization toward the beginning of the season, getting ready for the year. And then last week, we talked about irrigation and good practice for that, especially in our dry situation right now. How would we like to wrap this up, if you will?
Yeah, that's right, Keith. I think maybe in a couple of early segments or programs, we've talked quite a bit about lawn care and management. I think initially we started off, we had one program where we discussed weed and weed control. And then our last segment, I believe we focused on irrigation and timing of irrigation and how to properly manage the water requirements that are needed to our lawns and yet still maintain being a water conservationist as well. And this week, we'd like to focus on mowing and some management tips on mowing. You know, funny thing, even though we in Extension are agricultural agents, we also provide advice and educational information to our homeowners as well, and this is one component of that. But basically, as a rule of thumb, we've talked through all three of our segments now about how much variability there is based on the variety of grass or turf that you have. And again, we're going to talk today about just some general things you can do that would be comparable no matter what variety of turf you have. It's kind of a one bag fits all when we talk about mowing. And simply put, Keith, as we begin to start that discussion, We like to think of proper mowing as a rule of thumb as just the one-third cutting rule of thumb. And what I mean by that is every time our turf grows up to give us at least a third of a turf cutting, that's when we want to get in there and do a good mowing. As a general rule of thumb, again, it depends on variety, but as a general rule of thumb, that should occur no matter what turf you have, if you're taking care of it properly, about once every week to 10 days as a rule of thumb. And you can just cut that top one-third layer off, and generally that's the concept that we want to keep throughout the remainder of the summer months. Now, you might say, well, why is it that it's just one-third of the top portion of the cutting that we want to cut off? Well, I have an answer for you on that, and two things, really. One thing is because we never, during the particular hot summertime months of the summer here, we never want to really scalp our turf. Reason for that is it's harder to hold moisture when you do apply irrigation. And number two, it's hard to keep that turf healthy when you're just scalping it all the time. So what we really want to do is just cut that top one-third layer off. We call it the one-third rule. And that will do two things. That will keep our turf healthy because we're not scalping it. And then we'll be able to utilize our water better. And then finally, it will keep our turf cooler because we've got a little bit of cushion, if you will, below that one-third cutting that will hold some moisture and help keep our grass cooler during the summer months and keep active, healthy turf and then also good growing turf in terms of growing from a week or 10-day interval time.
That's a good plan, JD. I have a question for you real quick as well. A lot of lawnmowers these days, they have the bag, and you can collect the clippings. Is that something that is recommended, or is it a plus and minuses on both sides? Or how do you recommend handling those clippings in your yard?
Yeah, it depends. You know, we have, through the extension service, it's kind of an old program, but still active and still needs to be done. We have what we call a don't bag it program, which we recommend that if it's where you can, you clippings is okay to leave on your turf, you know, as you mow. There's nothing wrong with that whatsoever. However, if there's a situation where maybe perhaps we got a rain, and as you mow, it leaves a thick layer of excess bag disposal of the grass that you're cutting. You don't want to leave a thick layer on top of your turf, because that means your turf can't get no air, and it'll eventually kill your grass. So what we like to recommend in a situation, if you have a situation like that, is take you a leaf rake out there and just scatter it throughout your turf. Now, if we do this over a 2 or 3 year period, we're going to develop what we call some thatch, which is basically just buildup from leaving the bag on the turf, or the excess clippings, if you will. And what we want to do is make sure that at the early part of the season, to eliminate any thatch buildup, is each year you have a thatching done to your lawn, which is a specialized mower that has some what we call thatching attachments to it that will alleviate and really suck up, if you will, those excess clippings that are embedded in the lower part of the turf. So you can do that. You can leave your clippings on the turf, or there's some that do not prefer that, and if you want to discard those, you can do it as well. So what I'm telling you is, either way is fine. It's not going to cause any harm to your turf, but if you have a lot of clipping buildup, you maybe want to take your leaf rake and scatter it out where it won't suffocate your grass and cause it to die.
Absolutely. Good information. Thank you very much, JD, for joining us today. If anyone wanted to get in contact with you, how would they go about doing that?
You bet, Keith. As we talk about our lawn and garden folks, before we finish up here, I just want to remind those listeners out there, we'll be having our Randall County Lawn and Garden Expo coming up on May 21st. It'll start at 9:30 a.m. on the south side of the square in Canyon. We ask everyone to bring their lawn chairs. There's no cost or fee involved. We'll have about 4 live presentations where we'll be talking about turf and garden management, tree management. We're going to be talking about water conservation, and then also we'll talk about small acreage management for our small acreage landowners. And then finally, we're going to have a live potting demonstration. We'll wrap up by 1 p.m. So it's a free educational opportunity. Once again, that's our Randall County Lawn and Garden Expo on May 21st. If folks wanted to find out more about that or other information, just contact our Randall County Extension office. The phone number is 806-468-5543, or they can find out more information on our website at randall.agrilife.org, or they can just simply stop by for a personal visit at our extension office located 200 North Brown Road in Canyon, and we'll be glad to help them with any issue or concerns that they may have.
Well, I got to say, thank you so much, JD, for always coming out and getting to talk about some of the programs and some helpful tips for our listeners out there with their lawns and gardens, and especially even our producers. So thank you so much.
You bet, Bryce. Good to visit with you and Keith today, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
And thank you once again, listeners, for tuning in to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour. I'm Keith Rutger.
And I'm Bryce Hudson.
We'll see you tomorrow.